Good Thursday morning, church. It is wonderful to be with you on this beautiful Thursday morning. I trust that all of us have enjoyed a great night's rest, enjoyed God's blessing of a restful and restorative sleep, and now we're ready to take on the day today. And today we are in Psalm 75. And today's reading, the psalm writer expresses trust in God's judgment and acknowledges that God judges with fairness. And so this is Psalm 75, God the Judge. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks to you. We proclaim how great you are and tell of the wonderful things you have done. I have set a time for judgment, says God, and I will judge with fairness. Though every living creature tremble and the earth itself be shaken, I will keep its foundations firm. I tell the wicked not to be arrogant. I tell them to stop their boasting. Judgment does not come from the east or from the west, from the north or from the south. It is God who is the judge, condemning some and acquitting others. The Lord holds a cup in his hand, filled with the strong wine of his anger. He pours it out, and all the wicked drink it. They drink it down to the last drop. But I will never stop speaking of the God of Jacob, or singing praises to him. He will break the power of the wicked, but the power of the righteous will be increased. And today's key verse is Psalm 75, verse 1. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks to you. We proclaim how great you are and tell of the wonderful things that you have done. And of course, we are taught that our God is a just God, that he is an impartial God. But one of the things that is reinforced in this psalm is that he is a judging God, and no one will escape his judgment. Let us pray. Righteous God, you rule with fairness and mercy. I will never stop speaking about you, and daily will I sing your praises and proclaim the wonderful things that you have done. Amen. Well, that concludes our Thursday time together, church. And again, this day is what we decide to make of it. If we decide in our hearts to look at the negative things, to listen to those who have only negative thoughts to share, then that's how our day will be for us. However, if we choose to surround ourselves with those who have uplifting things to say, who have thoughtful and faithful things to say, then that's exactly how our day will be also. So again, we are the sum total of every choice that we've ever made. Today, I hope you make the choice to surround yourself with those who speak, who proclaim the good things of God. God bless, and I look forward to talking with you tomorrow.